The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, with her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by Lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw. Fear came upon him. But angels said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer had been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he had seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." Gospel of the Lord. God uses his creature to spread the good news through Gabriel, the Archangel Gabriel, the same way towards our Heavenly Mother Mary, the same Gabriel. God works still until today. Maybe not exactly by Gabriel, but through our neighbors. Many times our neighbors are our angels. Sometimes they share some thoughts with you. Sometimes they encourage you. Sometimes they stay with you. They are our angels. God works through them. My first calling to the Catholic Church is by a sister in St. Teresa Hospital. Because her mother was there, and the sister just gave a welcome hand. And I met the time, the pastor, Father Orlando, when he first met him. He asked, "Do you like to become a Catholic?" I was only 10 and 11 years old. You know, by that time, 3 years ago already, I enrolled in my school, Baptist school, Puijing. I enrolled for 3 years, but no answer. I enrolled for baptism in the Baptist church. No answer. Until the calling of Father Orlando. I consider this a calling. Do you want to become a Catholic? In my heart, I was saying myself, I waited for 3 years. Maybe just Elizabeth or Zechariah, they were praying for years. I don't know how long they prayed for. And then that day become true. And it's really, God works in His time. That's what's very important. Many times you pray and expect the immediate answer, but sometimes not. Important. Sorry. But sometimes we have to trust and believe. I believe whatever is best is given to us. My last years in Rome, I was studying. Then I was in the warranty work in Lourdes, France. And then I asked our Heavenly Mother. I didn't precise to what kind of intention I want to. I just tell my Heavenly Mother, whatever best, give it to me. And so true. After 6 months, I got the grace. I consider it's really marvelous. But after 6 months, things like that, we have to trust, we have to believe, and God is always with us, Emmanuel.